This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. Over the next hour, Mark will break down geek speak into street speak so you know what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, Canada. Welcome to Tech Talk. Hope you're all having a fantastic weekend so far. This third weekend of December, boy, time flies. Many listeners, of course, getting ready for Christmas next week. Well, I may be able to help out there with two of our four segments today. I'll tell you about that shortly, but we're going to kick off the show with a Canadian entrepreneur who has a company called Tech to Clean, which is a spray to keep all of your phones and tablets and computers and video game controllers and all that free of viruses and bacteria and all that. You're going to hear how dirty your devices are. You may not want to hear it, but we're going to start off the show with that. Then I'm going to have General Motors on to talk about OnStar and its Santa tracker, so you can keep tabs on St. Nick on the 24th, but also free audiobook adventures tied to the holidays that you can access now. Speaking of audio, we'll have the company Spines on the show. This is a book platform for authors to publish their own books and ebooks, also audiobooks where you can leverage AI to replicate your voice to read the entire book, saving you a lot of time and aggravation. And it sounds just like you. So we'll talk about the audiobook craze with Spines. And then finally, circling back with a few more gadget gift ideas, we'll have Mario Armstrong on from New York. He's a tech expert you've seen on several TV stations like NBC and ABC. And he's a great guy. We're going to talk about some gift ideas. If you're still stuck, not sure what to put under the tree or in a stocking this year, we'll chat about some gadgets and games with Mario Armstrong. All of this and more on a brand new Tech Talk powered by Chevrolet Canada, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off a new show with our first interview. If you've ever heard how dirty our technology can be, our phones, tablets, computer keyboards, and mice, then you've heard correctly, unfortunately. Considering how many people bring their phones to the bathroom to stay entertained while on the throne, well, that should just tell you enough. And so we're going to talk now about properly cleaning our tech with a company based in Toronto called Tech to Clean. We've got on the line its founder, entrepreneur Ben Coombs. Hey, Ben, good to chat with you. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Mark. Thanks. Good to have me. Appreciate it.
This is a topic that I know grosses people out, but it's true. We touch our phone, I don't know how many hundreds of times a day. Let's start off with that. How dirty really is the tech that we use? I've heard some, speaking of the toilet, some disgusting comparisons in the past tied to how dirty our phones are compared to toilet seats. Please fill us in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like our devices are much dirtier than most people think. Our phones aren't only the devices we touch. So when you think about it, right, we have our headphones, we have our tablets, our remotes, our portable Bluetooth speakers, controllers, you name it, right? Cameras, keyboards, mice, it goes on. So studies usually show, when you look at some of these studies, our electronics can carry anywhere from 5 times more bacteria than that's on your kitchen counter and 10 times more bacteria than what's on your toilet seat. Oof. So if you think about that, like, it makes sense, because moving through public spaces all day, right, you're bringing that back into your home, which is combined with the heat and oils from your bodies, constantly handling our devices. You know, our devices become some of the dirtiest items we own.
Wow. All right. So that confirms my suspicion or some things that I've read in the past. I'm hoping that that is going to be concerning for many people, especially this time of year. You don't want to get sick. And if you've got your, you've got a virus even, I know you mentioned bacteria, but something on the surface of your phone, I don't know if that can stay on there, but we obviously, we need to keep our tech hygienic. We've identified the problem. Let's hear about the solution. What is Tech to Clean's cleaning solutions all about?
Yeah, so Tech to Clean is, think about it, it's the first of its kind, right? Tech to Clean is a alcohol, ammonia, and peroxide-free all-purpose electronics cleaner and optics cleaner as well. It safely removes any germs or any viruses or any gunk or dust buildup that's on your devices. So it's not just for screens. It's for the body of your phone case, your cable, your power banks, your camera lenses, your keyboards, your VR headsets, your gaming gear, your drones. Your Meta glasses, your car infotainment centers when you're pressing through the touchscreen, the twisting the knobs, and list goes on. So it helps to remove, like I said, all the oils and fingerprints, the grimes, bacteria, without damaging any of the coatings, the OEM coatings that are on there. Because sometimes you use cleaners will have some corrosive or toxic materials within them that will eat away slowly at the OEM coatings. So for instance, like if you have a lyophobic coating on your screen protector or an oleophobic coating on your screen protector that resists oils or water, that eventually these cleaners will eventually eat away at that, where Tech to Clean is super clean and protects all that just like it was factory set.
All right. We should tell our listeners, Ben, that Tech to Clean is spelled T-E-C-H, the number 2, C-L-E-A-N. So you're saying it's one spray for everything. It's kind of like a one-size-fits-all kind of approach. So there are not separate bottles or solutions or recipes, if you will, for different kinds of devices. Whether it's your mouse and keyboard or it's your screen on your phone or tablet, it's the same product?
It's the same product. So it's just one formula, one universal formula, and that formula we engineered to make sure we're safe on all electronic devices and optics. So again, it's professionally used in the professional settings and trusted by major retailers. And also some of our users in the defense contractor field use it for mission critical equipment. So the great thing is we removed all the harmful and toxic chemicals that could be in cleaners that strip away these coatings that are very important not to have in cleaners. So that's why it can be universal and used for everything.
That kind of leads me to my next question. I was going to ask you, what separates Tech to Clean from other companies that claim to have these disinfectant sprays and cleaning wipes that don't use alcohol or anything? Is it like a unique formula?
Yeah, absolutely. So the competition, and you see any products that are out there, most of them usually claim to be screen polishers or screen shiners or screen cleaners. That's usually the first thing. Secondly, if there's any of the electronics cleaner that you see out there, they are not all alcohol, ammonia, and peroxide free or toxin free. Mm-hmm. So those are the things, like I said, that eat away your OEM coatings. So when you do have manufacturer warranties and you use these sprays, they could easily deny that warranty because you're not cleaning your electronics the way it's required in the manufacturer manual. Mm-hmm. So with ours, it doesn't have any of the chemicals, like I said. So that's kind of what makes ours a little bit more special. So it's truly all purpose. One cleaner does it all. More than a screen cleaner, like I stated. And then without any of those toxins or alcohol, it won't damage the coatings. When it's done, it's streak-free, no residues, no odors, safe on the eyes, gentle to the touch. It has antimicrobial fighting agents that help slow the spread of germs. Also, on top of that, it's eco-friendly.
Oh, great. Yeah, it sounds like it ticks all the boxes. And as you said, it's streak-free, because you mentioned earlier in our chat that it's also ideal for eyewear.
Absolutely. So whether it's regular glasses, sunglasses, or it's your, you know, your Meta glasses and you're filming some content.
We are chatting with Ben Coombs. He's an entrepreneur, but also founder of Tech to Clean. This is a Toronto-based company that will clean your devices, not just tech, Ben is saying, but other kinds of products as well. And again, I hope you don't mind, just to play devil's advocate for one more moment. Yeah. We talked about your competition, because I know there have been other sprays, even ones that companies have sent me over the years. But I think Apple, if I'm not mistaken, they suggest just using a damp cloth, you know, and I've seen other companies say the same thing, like a lint-free mm-hmm. cloth or microfiber cloth, like a chamois kind of material. I think that's a brand name, but ideal for cleaning screens like your iPhone, your iPad, and, you know, obviously avoid getting moisture inside of the openings and all that. But is that not okay? I've even heard some tech companies saying use like warm water with a tad bit of soap kind of thing.
Yes. So here's the thing. It's if you want to actually clean your devices, it's not okay. Because one, what they're trying to do is make sure you don't use any chemicals or any off brands that are going to damage those coatings. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to keep it, they're trying to keep their calls down and trying to keep the maintenance of their devices like on par with every customer that buys it.
Right.
And then two is that when you look at it, simply water alone can't break down oil, sunscreen, makeup, bacteria. If you think about how we even just live with our bodies, right? When we're going to go clean our face or wash our face at night, we have formulas for that. When we're going to hop in the shower and, you know, clean our bodies, we have formulas for that. So Tech to Clean is the formula for electronics that will clean every electronic because it has, again, zero alcohol, zero ammonia, peroxide, no harsh chemicals. And it dries crystal clear, no films or coatings at the end. So like I said, there's safe materials and safe compounds which in each of these cleaning agents, whether it's for our face, our body, or our devices that need to be used. And that's why when Apple says something like that, they're trying to warn without warning against using all those other harsh chemicals.
I saw somebody in an airline lounge the other week using hand sanitizer, like Purell. On their phone. Probably not a good idea.
Not a good idea. The problem is with that is because, again, your phone, the OEM screen, right? It comes with lyophobic coatings and oleophobic coatings to resist the oils and the water. So,
and just for our listeners, OEM is an acronym for original equipment manufacturer, the actual factory made product by a brand.
Yeah. So when you take it out of the box, the way it looks out of the box and the way it's supposed to operate, mm-hmm. that's how it's supposed to operate throughout. But as you use these devices, you know, your regular, the oils from your hand, your natural oils will you know, degrade these coatings, but it'll happen over time. So you want something that's going to clean your device, but not strip away the coatings as it's cleaning.
Just before we wrap up, I ask you how people can order your product and what sizes it may come in. Do you spray a lint-free cloth with the solution, or do you spray it right on the screen or on your keyboard?
Yeah, so there's two ways to apply it. I guess you can say the rule of thumb is if it doesn't have any openings, then you can spray it on a cloth and then apply it that way. But for most of our users that use the spray, they just, you hold it away about a foot and you spray it. It has a very fine mist atomizer that covers the entire area that you're spraying. So no water or no solutions will leak into any ports. And then you wipe it clean.
For those who do use it on a computer keyboard, if it's a laptop, make sure your laptop is off because you don't want to accidentally hit keys that could delete like an important document or something like that, or you don't want to email the boss by accident. And then, yeah, finally, how do we order Tech to Clean? There are different sizes.
Yeah, there are different sizes. So the hero product, so the one that, you know, everybody usually goes for is a 60 ml. It's just enough to carry in your pocket, throw in your gym bag, wherever you're going. If you're traveling, you know, cleaning the touch screens in the back of the airport seats.
Right.
There's a 10 ml. There is a 20 ml that has a 2-in-1, so it has a cloth built in and wrapped around it. We also have, you know, the professional bottles that are cleaners for 500 milliliters to 1 liter. The 10 mils, you can find them anywhere from $10 to usually $13.99. Your 60 ml, there goes up. It could be anywhere from $14 to $25.
Great.
To learn more, just hit up techtoclean.com. Or you can visit any of our socials. There you'll find some good text, good contents. And then also you'll see some cool videos on how people use them in their everyday life.
Again, that's Tech, the number 2, Clean. Ben Coombs has been our guest. Hey, congratulations on the success of Tech to Clean to date. I hope 2026 does really well for you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Mark.
Hear about a Santa tracker and an audiobook adventure tied to the holidays when we return with OnStar right after this short break. Stick with us.
You're listening to Tech Talk, Canada's longest-running technology radio show, also available on demand via iHeartRadio. Welcoming back our host, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech Talk, brought to you by the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV. This Chevy Equinox EV is sporty, refined, and engineered to be the total package, with features like a 17.7-inch diagonal display touchscreen and AutoSense power liftgate. Whether it's a quick jaunt or a long journey, the Equinox EV has you covered with a GM-estimated electric range of over 500 kilometers on a full charge. The Chevrolet Equinox EV is the perfect combination of versatility and affordability. Visit Chevrolet.ca to build yours today. Speaking of Chevrolet, while there will be a lot of tech over the holiday season, it won't all be under the tree in the form of gadget gifts. OnStar from General Motors, in partnership with NORAD, is also leveraging technology this time of year to help track Santa's whereabouts on December 24th to ensure all the gifts get delivered on time. Joining us to tell us all about OnStar and this joyful initiative, we're joined on the line by Maurice Thomas, Marketing Communications Manager at OnStar. Hi, Maurice. Nice to have you join us. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me, and happy holidays to you and your listeners as well.
All right. So why don't we jump right in, maybe at a high level, before we talk about the end of the year, why don't we do a little OnStar 101, perhaps, as a refresher? What's this service all about?
Sure. So OnStar is an incredible brand under the GM portfolio that I'm really proud to be a part of. It really is an evolution where OnStar has over the years evolved with technology evolution as well. OnStar continues to improve, reinvent itself, and keeps drivers connected and protected in various ways with new technology that we've brought to the market. So the platform delivers safety, security, and smart technology. And some examples of that is automatic crash response, remote access through the vehicle mobile app, features like Google Built-In, and Super Cruise, which is our most incredible feature that I can't imagine living without. And in fact, Mark, I just drove back this summer with my husband, two kids, and our dog, and the drive was almost entirely done hands-free from New Brunswick to Toronto. So it was a pretty impressive experience.
Yeah, I had somebody on from GM talking about Super Cruise about a month ago, the announcement that it's not just going to be hands off the wheel technology where it is now with supported freeways and highways where it'll accelerate and decelerate for you, change lanes and all that. But one day soon, it'll also be eyes off technology. But that's for another time, where anybody can go back on iHeartRadio and listen to that interview. It's fascinating where Super Cruise is going. But yeah, OnStar, it's part of the family. You mentioned accident or incident detection and response. I remember distinctly that commercial from a few years ago, a very emotional commercial of an accident that took place. And you hear a live human through the car saying, "Are you okay?" And, you know, "Help us on the way," kind of thing. And it's brilliant. Before we talk about what's new with OnStar this holiday season that I already teased, can you just confirm, Maurice, that OnStar is available across the four main GM brands? So that's Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, and Buick.
That's right. That's right. It is available across all GM brands. And what's really exciting is that for all 2024 and newer models, it comes as part of the OnStar One plan for up to 8 years included. And that includes automatic crash response, which you just talked about, connectivity for navigation, voice assistance, audio streaming apps, remote commands through the mobile app, and vehicles with Google built-in. Mm-hmm. It will let you personalize and access your favorite apps. And if your vehicle is Super Cruise enabled, then you'll also get a trial of our award-winning hands-free driver assistance system for 3 full years. So our vehicles come ready to leverage all of that amazing technology right from the point of purchase.
And it's not just EVs, right? But also ICE-based vehicles?
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Internal combustion engine-based gas vehicles. So without further ado, Maurice, I did want to invite you on to talk about OnStar for the holidays. What's new this time of year?
So this is a program we've been part of for over 17 years, and that is such an important part of our General Motors brands and important partnerships with NORAD to track Santa. But we really wanted to add and refresh the experience this year. And so new this year are a few things. So first, between December 17th through to the 23rd, you're able to push the blue button or push the Santa hat on the blue button on their Guardian app and access stories of Santa in space. So they're really lovely holiday stories that were written, originals written for us by best-selling children's author Adam Rubin. And it's just a really fun way to get some adventures leading up to Christmas Eve, where Santa's in space and has different exciting adventures. And so that's really fun and something different. And then on December 24th, that's when you can really track Santa and call in as many times as you like to find out where he is in the world.
Love that.
And so we're really excited to change it up a little bit, but keep sort of those traditional elements to it, part of it as well.
Right. Been reporting for several years about the Santa tracker. Love that. So that's in partnership with NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. Of course, that's a Canadian and U.S. partnership, a military organization that monitors and defends North American airspace. But I love their campaign every Christmas season. And so GM's OnStar is very much a part of that. Can you tell us how the Santa tracker works? You said you can call in and find out where Santa is if kids are anxious and they're waiting for a potential present. Is there also like an app component as well? Can you see, like, track where Santa is visually?
Yeah. So how it works, if you're in the vehicle up until Christmas Eve, you press the blue button and you can do one of two things. You can be directed to the story where you'll have Adam Rubin actually himself reading one of his stories of Santa in space, or you can ask the agent live, ask them, you know, "What's Santa doing? My kids just called this morning and they were talking about the preparations that Santa was doing and spending time with Mrs. Claus." And it was just such a lovely experience and exchange with the agent. And then on Christmas Eve, you can press the button all day and ask for live updates, and they'll tell you, you know, "Santa's in Paris, Santa's in Ottawa, Santa's in across the various locations," refreshing live from NORAD. The experience on the app, which is, again, an amazing enhancement this year. So on the app, which is the Guardian app, you just press the Santa hat icon on top of the OnStar blue button. It will provide you with the location of Santa, show you on the map in real time the location. And you can also, in the app, you can listen to all the stories at once if you haven't been tuning in every day for a different story. And the day of, I have a feeling my own kids will be pressing and refreshing and refreshing and watching Santa along his journey around the world.
I love that. That's awesome. We are chatting with Maurice Thomas, Marketing Communications Manager at OnStar. We're talking about OnStar for the holidays. Of course, it makes a great gift, but we're We're talking more about the partnership with NORAD to track Santa, hear holiday-related stories. I love that. Very festive. Are there any special holiday initiatives tied to this, Maurice, before we wrap up?
Yes, that's actually the best part, Mark. We feel so good about this initiative because we also have tied to it a charitable component. So every time our owners press on that blue button, whether it's on the mobile app for the Guardian app or whether it's in their vehicle and press the blue button, we will donate $1 to the Canadian Red Cross, up to $10,000. So it's a really great way for us to spread holiday cheer, but also give back to an organization that does great work with those funds. And so it's a feel-good opportunity. So you're participating in it and having a great experience as a family, but you also get to be part of giving back, which is just a double positive.
You do need to be an OnStar subscriber to do this, or can anybody listen to these stories or donate?
That's a great question. So you do need to be a subscriber, and your subscription to OnStar also provides you with access to the Guardian app. And so you can use either the Guardian app or your vehicle to press as many times as you want, and each of those will count towards your donation. We also have the stories on our website, so you can listen to the stories on our website without being a paid subscriber.
But okay, great.
In order for the donation to be made and for the live exchange with the agent, of course, then that's where you need to be a paid subscriber.
Yeah, copy that. Understood, Maurice. Thank you. So as we wrap up, how do we get going then? Speaking of being a subscriber, if you're not yet, but you have a GM vehicle that supports it, is there a website that we can recommend?
Yes. So the first thing you want to do is, if you're a current subscriber and you have OnStar active in your vehicle, then go click on that blue button and listen to one of these intergalactic incredible adventures that Mr. Rubin has ready for us up until Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Eve, keep pressing, getting those donations coming our way, and enjoy following Santa around the world. If you are not a subscriber, you can visit onstar.ca. You can learn more about our plans and pricing.
All right, onstar.ca. Maurice Thomas has been our guest. Thank you so much for your time. Again, wishing you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all the best for 2026. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Mark, and the very same to you and to all of your listeners. Happy holidays and be safe. Thank you.
Love that. Speaking of audio, we're going to talk with Spines, a book, ebook, and audiobook platform when we return on Tech Talk. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, you're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, Canada's go-to tech authority for the past 30 years. Here's Tech Talk.
It's no secret that AI is changing every industry, and audiobooks are no exception. Spines, a platform to publish your own books professionally, is also helping authors create and sell audiobooks, leveraging AI to facilitate this. Joining us on the line to explain how it works is Yehuda Neve, CEO of Spines. Thanks for your time, Yehuda.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Before we talk about Spines and what you're doing in the audiobook space, why do you think audiobooks are so popular today?
I believe it's a matter of time management. People are busier than ever nowadays. Being able to listen to a book, like when you sit and read a book, that's something you do active. But listening to a book, you know, it's a passive process. You don't have to actually allocate a lot of time to do that. That's make that more easy. And I believe it's a different media of books that is emerged as something which is more consumer favorable, because it's just easier and you can control the speed, and sometimes you are getting few emotions of the one who was doing the audiobook version, and it's a nice experience, you know, to listen to a book instead of reading that.
Agreed. Yeah, it's easier to multitask. I travel a lot as a journalist, and so I like listening while I'm walking through airports. Not to mention, think of all the people listening right now who are commuting to and from work every day. A lot of people are called back to the office post-pandemic, and they're fighting traffic in their cities, and they want to remain entertained both ways.
Yes.
And I agree with you. There's also the emotion of the narrator in some cases. All right. So would it be fair then to say, Yehuda, that Audible, which is an Amazon brand, they're probably the biggest platform for audiobooks. Is it true they're putting up roadblocks when it comes to publishing audiobooks?
Funny story, one of our lead investors, Oren Ziv, he led our Series A. It was $60 million in funding.
Oh, wow. And, congrats.
And and he was one of the first investors in Audible. And also, he was one of the early investors in Chegg. So So he's actually a venture capitalist who has a major success in the publishing space. And he told me that he believes Spines will be the third. Okay. And what Audible used to be and what it is right now, it's a very different approach to audiobooks. However, I do believe they have an amazing catalog. On the user end of the reader, it's an amazing platform. However, for publishers or authors, we in Spines, we created a process that we can help anyone to create an audiobook version for themselves, because up to date, creating an audiobook used to be something which is very either labor intensive, because you will have to go to 40 hours into a studio and create your own audiobooks, or you will have to get a studio to create that for you, which is very expensive. So most of the books don't have an audiobook version because it's quite a big of a project.
Yeah, like you said, it's labor intensive or cost prohibitive.
Yes. So what we did with Spines, we created a process which we can model the author's own voice. We can create a model, and instead of him going 40 hours into a studio, we only need 3 minutes. And then we create an audiobook version based on his voice. Or if he doesn't want to use his voice because he has an Israeli accent like I have, for example, he can use one of our 300 synthetic voices for generating his audiobook. And what we can do also is to assign different voices for different characters. And so if you want to create an audiobook with few voice actors, that should be very expensive. But with our tools, it's very simple. However, those books, the voice part of those books was AI generated. Sometimes it's very hard to get them uploaded to platforms like Audible because they still block them. So on one hand, of course, they want to have a bigger catalog with more books. However, they are still not opening the gates completely to these kinds of AI-generated audiobooks. Mm-hmm. By the way, the book was completely written by a real human being. Just the audiobook version was created by the help of AI. But they do allow it when it was created with their AI tool, which is not yet available for everyone. So, but I think all of those challenges are only a matter of time until, let's say, the conviction in the quality of the technology will be good enough and those roadblocks will be removed and it will be more streamlined than what it is right now. So I think it's a matter of year, 2 years top, and all of this nonsense will be
ironed out. Yeah.
But it will take a while. Now, so what we do, we allow those books to be distributed in other channels, because in Spines, we can list the books in more channels, and audiobook is an amazing channel, but it's only one of them, and we have much more than that. This is how we solve it right now. Yes.
Sounds fascinating. In a couple of minutes from now, I'm going to play you a sample of what one of the AI voices sounds like. It's going to blow you away, so stay tuned for that. So the author, he or she, can go into the studio, just record a couple of minutes worth of their voice, and your AI takes it from there. Alternatively, you can choose one from a couple of hundred different voices you already have in your database. And by the way, some of them may like an Israeli accent, by the way. They may be a fan of the show Fauda or something. So don't sell yourself short, Yehuda. No, but I get the idea, is that you can choose somebody else's voice if you like. So is this limited right now to authors who are already on the Spines platform? Or what if, for example, like I have books that I've written, but I'm not the publisher, so I don't own the rights to the audiobook version. I don't know if there's ever been an audiobook version of my books, by the way, because they're technical and it's not, you know, a bit of a different animal. Obviously, you have to have the rights, or do they have to be a Spines-based author?
Yes. So that's a great question, because in Spines, we focus on the author. So we will only help authors who wrote their book by themselves.
Okay.
We do not publish AI-generated books or something like that.
Sure.
Like only books that was originated in real human beings. And in Spines, we have a few packages. So there are packages or our A to Z solution for the editing, proofreading, formatting, cover design, and of course, AI-narrated audiobook and distribution across 100 channels and royalty management and distribution. So all of that is included in few of our packages. And also publishing the book in multiple languages in both audiobook and print on demand and ebook versions as well, in multiple languages. So we have a lot of solutions. We also have a package for those who has already published a book, not with Spines, but now they just want to translate it to Spanish, for example, or they want to have an audiobook version for the book, because, you know, 40% of the book consumption nowadays is voice, is audiobooks. And however, most of the authors don't have an audiobook version for themselves. So in order for them to work with Spines, they will only have to make sure they actually own the copyright. So if they self-published it, or hybrid publish it. Probably they supposed to have the rights on the audiobook version.
Got it.
Then they can use Spine's tools to create their own audiobook version and use our distribution tool to distribute it.
Thanks for the clarification. We are chatting with Yehuda Neve. He's CEO of Spines. This is a popular platform to publish your own books professionally. They've already got 6,000 books published, and they're also helping authors create and sell audiobooks as well, leveraging AI. So Yehuda, I'd love to just play a clip for our listeners to hear what the AI-based voice sounds like, what it sounds like for an author to choose one of the existing AI voices, not his own. His name is Zvi Lanier, and he chose to use one of the existing AI voices you already have. This is from his book called Thinking Like a Fox. So let's have a listen.
There are many concepts that reflect different aspects of our world. The list of these concepts is something I put together a few years ago while preparing a lecture on the question, what kind of world do we live in? On the surface, the topic of the lecture seems like an odd question.
Wow, so that's a synthetic voice. Again, this is not a human coming in, but it sounds pretty real. You know, again, I think a lot of people would be hard-pressed to hear the difference between a synthetic voice and a real human voice. That is one you can choose, or you can read your own if you prefer.
Yes, and I can share a funny story. One of our investors, Michael Eisenberg, is the founder of Aleph, is one of the top tier VCs in Israel in early stage. And a few weeks ago, he asked me if we could create an audiobook version for one of his books because he's a 9-time published author. He sent us a sample of his voice. We created a 10-minute sample, sent it back to him. And then he told me that even his wife couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, wow. That's a testament to how good the AI is getting. I'm going to ask Yehuda about the downsides of AI when we return. But before then, I just want to remind you that while we often talk about new gadgets on this program, such as some gadget and gift suggestions in a few minutes from now with tech expert Mario Armstrong, it's also important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics. It's never been easier to do so. Simply go to recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you're going to find one of many free drop-off locations near you. And even if you forget to remove your personal information from, say, an old hard drive, everything gets completely shredded at one of these authorized facilities. So again, the website is simply recyclemyelectronics.ca. When we return on the program, a couple more minutes with Spines about AI audiobooks, then we talk gadget gift ideas. Stick with us, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Just a minute left with Yehuda Neve from Spines. This is a book publishing platform that's leveraging AI with your own voice to narrate your books. But I did want to ask you, just to play devil's advocate for a moment, what would you say, though, Yehuda, to those listening thinking, well, what if that's your job? You're an audiobook narrator and then you hear AI coming in that could replace you. This is happening in every industry, right? Instead of hiring a photographer to take a picture of someone for your website, you may use AI to do it and it looks lifelike. So, I mean, it's not just in the audiobook space. What would you say to those who are concerned about this? I know it can help you save money as an author, but what would you say to those whose livelihood depends on authors hiring them to read their books?
You know, so it's the same thing that you would say to all those Uber drivers that are now being replaced with automated cars. And this is the progress. I'm always said, I didn't invent this technology. I'm only using it and leveraging it to help my customers, which are authors. And I think the AI revolution is something that will affect every aspect of our lives.
For sure.
And we need to be responsible. And if your earnings are coming from something that it will be much easier to be replaced with AI, you need to start to think, how can you start navigate your career to more safer places?
Yeah.
And you do, and because the change is happening, okay? Maybe it will happen fast, maybe it will happen slow, but it will happen. In every working space, AI will affect, and will people that can use AI will probably replacing people who do not use AI.
Yeah, that's fair. And I've heard similar quotes from C-level executives at very big companies. It's the same thing. Hire people who know how to use AI, not those who are afraid of it. For better or for worse, it's definitely here and only going to become much, much bigger, changing everything, just like the internet did.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Is it simply spines.com?
Yes, it is.
Great name, by the way.
Thank you.
As an avid book reader, I like the name, even though I am more of a digital reader these days on my iPad or ebook reader, but I love the name. Thank you so much for your time, Yehuda. All the best.
Thank you. Bye, Mark.
Oh, you know this one. Come on now. That's right. Jingle bells are ringing because it is time for some ho-ho holiday gift ideas. And good thing that Santa is sitting in his sleigh beside digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, who's pulling him into this show to chat with us about some top picks for the season. Hey, Mario, Merry Christmas. That's an entrance for you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on. Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners out there and everybody. That's a classic. Like, right? How can you not rock out to that? So, and yes, I've been busy in the North Pole. So parents, caregivers, everybody that's thinking about giving a gift to someone, I partnered up with some great brands. I got a good list of some fun ideas that can help you complete that gift list this year.
Well, speaking of the kids, why don't we start off with something fun for the little ones?
Oh, and interactive. Like, that's what I'm seeing is a great trend of, like, not just fun, but how can they be interactive with that fun? And so Epic is the world's leading digital reading platform for kids, and they launched their first ever Cat Ninja toy line. So now this brings the hero from the page to playtime. So they actually now have these figures that are available to them. It's all inspired by the hit graphic novel series. And if you haven't heard about it, don't worry, because it's over 300 million times by kids around the world. Everybody else has heard about this. It's amazing. And they have the first two collectible figures that are available now. And they capture Cat Ninja in these action-packed scenes, which is a lot of fun. If you buy both of them, by the way, you get a 15% discount. So it's a great holiday gift.
And just to bring our listeners up to speed about Epic, this is the, it's kind of like the Netflix of kids' books, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so it's like a service that you pay for with countless books for kids, including graphic novels, like you mentioned.
Including graphic novels, which is why it's so amazing, because it's, you know, this is a community of kids that have been reading, and Cat Ninja series is just one of the biggest hits. I mean, we're talking 300 million times by kids around the world.
Awesome. So Epic is an app, again, with access to over, in fact, I just looked it up, 40,000 books and audiobooks and videos and quizzes from leading publishers. So this is great because it is encouraging read time. You know, a lot of parents are trying to shy away a bit from screen time, but this is great.
That's right.
Yeah, this is a flip on that. So great stuff from Epic, now with collectible figurines. All right, before we talk about a few more gift ideas for kids or kids at heart, what about staying connected with friends and family this season? How can tech help there?
Oh, tech can help in such a big way. So I really want everyone to pay attention to this, because this is something that everyone can use and it benefits a lot of people. So it's called Text Now. And Text Now gives you unlimited calling and texting over Wi-Fi for free. So you just download the app. I've done it myself. And then you're set and ready to go. If you want to use it without Wi-Fi, you can. You can get a low-cost SIM card. Maybe you're going on travel and you don't want to take your main phone, or you need a separate phone. You can use this as your main phone and get a phone plan if you wanted to as well with that. But it's perfect to save money, use it as a second number. You can use this as your main phone, as I said, or it could be a side number for your side hustles, work, or travel. Best of all, no contracts, no credit checks. It's really that flexible. I really just like that you can go to the app, start using it over Wi-Fi right away.
Yeah, I saw the Text Now name on your list, and I was happy to see that because I've been using it for many years. It's truly a money saver because you get a free number. If you sell things on Craigslist or in Canada and Kijiji, you may not want to give out your real phone number. I know people mm-hmm. who are on dating apps, and they don't want to give out their real number. They want some privacy before they, you know, get to really know the person. Then they'll give them the real number. So Text Now is great for that. Text Now is actually a company out of the Kitchener-Waterloo region, so just west of Toronto. They've become a huge company. They're also in the Bay Area now. And you get to choose, by the way, what city you want the number to be associated with. But let's now turn back our attention to gift giving, Mario. I know you've got a couple more ideas for not just kids, but the whole family.
Yeah, I do. In fact, three different ones. And I'm sitting on set and I kind of have all these items in front of me. And one of them is just the WWE brings back like nostalgia for me. It's called WWE Money in the Bank Cash in Ring playset. So this is a playset that's really for fans and kids ages 6 and up. And it's an actual ring that they have where they have characters and a lot of other features on it where you can slam the bell launcher and it starts creating chaos, and you can unlock over 40 different sounds and phrases. And they got two different modes that you can play between two. They have the money in the bank mode, which is where you go for the briefcase, which is a lot of fun. And then they have the challenge the champs in cash in mode, where you challenge the champ and the ring actually counts down and decides the winner. So it's really kind of like the ultimate WWE showdown experience with the figures and everything. And of course, you got turnbuckles, ladders, cranes with all kinds of stuff. And it just really brings that WWE experience to life. So that's one. And then kids will also love to see under the tree something that Crayola is doing, which is really awesome because they're bringing spray art magic to life. And it's called the Crayola Marker Airbrush Kit. And the airbrush works with most Crayola markers and is a hands-on way for kids to experiment with color, artistic expression, and creative effects. And when it's time to tap into that creativity for holiday crafts or school projects that they're going to have, kids can use the included 5 stencils to customize their own freehand flair. It's just a lot of fun and certainly hands-on.
No, but what I like especially about the Crayola and Epic is that it's encouraging, you know, creativity and with Epic, imagination. I love when it can spark some curiosity. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. You want to see them interacting. So I think it's a great list. We got everything on our website at inthenews.tv. So if you need a quick look at some of these things or the video and pricing, just go to inthenews.tv.
Yeah, thanks for that. I was going to ask you, you talked about being on set for TV interviews and having a nice table. I wanted our listeners to know how they can see that. So inthenews.tv. Amazing stuff. Mario, all the best. Merry Christmas. Happy and healthy holidays to you.
Absolutely, man. The same to you and your family, and super excited about seeing you in the new year and wishing everyone really be safe and have a happy holiday this season.
Awesome. Cheers, man. Tech Talk is powered by the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV. It's sporty, refined, and engineered to be the total package with features like a 17.7-inch diagonal display touchscreen and AutoSense power liftgate. Whether it's a quick jaunt or a long journey, the Equinox EV has you covered with a GM estimated electric range of more than 500 kilometers on a full charge. The Chevrolet Equinox EV is the perfect combination of versatility and affordability. Visit Chevrolet.ca to build yours today. I also wanted to give an extra shout out to LG Life's Good. Thank you for your support on the Tech Talk radio program across Canada. Head on over to LG.ca to check out its award-winning OLED TVs, amazing soundbars, and LG Gram laptops, high-tech appliances, and much more. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Tech Talk. Hope you enjoyed the program. Have a fantastic rest of your pre-holiday weekend, and I look forward to catching up with you next time for another new episode of Tech Talk. Bye-bye for now.
Don't forget to tune into Tech Talk next weekend for more tech news you can use, interviews, reviews, and how-tos. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman.